Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We knew once we faced Principal Rangers that the next five games before the FA Cup, they are as good as little finals within the league competition, and that's the way we approach them, step by step. We've gone through the Queen's Park Rangers game, now we're focusing on Southampton, and we want to get everyone fully fit, everyone ready to fight for a spot, because I do feel that the squad is getting ready in a position to be as good as we can be, and the game against Southampton is a major game for us.
On the final Saturday before Christmas, a very warm welcome from the home of the Saints. Everton have only won once in six visits to St Mary's. Not quite a record that requires divine intervention just yet, but nevertheless, the Blues know they'll need to produce real spirit and belief here for victory. If not, they may suffer the same fate as last season, when two own goals sent them home as sinners. Southampton versus Everton. Roberto Martinez making two changes from the side that started and beat Queen's Park Rangers on Monday night. Kevin Morales, as we know, out injured. And Ada McGeady drops to the bench. Samuel Eto'o comes in for McGeady. And Gareth Barry returns from his suspension, which ruled him out on Monday. So the full 11, Tim Howard, Seamus Coleman, Phil Jagielka, the skipper, Sylvain Distan and Leighton Baines, Mohamed Besic, Gareth Barry, Samuel Eto'o, Ross Barkley, Stephen Naismith, who signed a new contract this week, and Romelu Lukaku, looking for goal number 8 in a blue jersey this season. Alongside McGeady on the bench, Aruna Kone, Stephen Pienaar, John Stones, Luke Garbutt, Antolin Alcaraz and Joel Robles. Much has been made of Southampton's injury list and suspensions, which rules out a number of their senior players. They're missing the likes of Schneiderlin and Wanyama through suspension today. Still no Jay Rodriguez, who's a long-term injury casualty. Jack Cork out injured as well. Dusan Tadic misses today. There were doubts over Stephen Davis and Graziano Pella, but both start this game for Southampton, who have Fraser Forster in goal, the England international who started all league games for the Saints this season. In front of him, well, it could be a back three. It could be Fons, Alderweireld and Yoshida as the three centre-backs, with Nathaniel Clyne and Ryan Bertrand the wing-backs. And then a midfield three of Davis, Ward-Prowse and Harrison Reed, who comes in for his first Premier League start of the season. He has appeared as a substitute this campaign, the 19-year-old midfielder. And then ahead of them, Shane Long and Graziano Pella, who's got 10 goals already to his name in a Southampton jersey. Signed from Feyenoord for £8 million, 57 appearances for Feyenoord, 50 goals.
It's not bad.
That's so quite a record.
Probably talk about the Dutch league, and it's not the Feyenoord and Ajax, who are probably the two best teams. But listen, it's a fantastic goal scoring rate. It doesn't matter what league you're in, if you're scoring goals like that, you're always going to get noticed. And it's a gamble that, you know, the manager's taking on them, but up to now, it's paid off for them.
Host of youngsters on the bench for Southampton, which does reflect their problems with injuries and suspension. Jason McCarthy, Matt Target, who's a well-thought-of young left-back who's just signed a five-year deal here this week. Sam McQueen, Ryan Seager, Dominic Gape and Saido Mane, who's dropped to the bench today, something of a surprise. Kelvin Davis is the substitute keeper. Our man in the middle is another of Graham's favourites. Jonathan Moss from West Yorkshire takes charge of this one. Right, Southampton will get us underway in their familiar red and white and black shorts, and they have kicked off, defending the goal away to our left. The Evertonians, a good 3,000 of them, away to our right-hand side. A great turnout again on the final Saturday before Christmas. Here's Shane Long in possession for Southampton, attacking us, say, from left to right as we look. We're on the opposite side to the TV gantry, so when you're watching your pictures tonight, don't be confused. We're on the opposite side. We're on the same side as Roberto Martinez and the Everton backroom boys, etc.
The game.
Here's Yoshida, back in the side, the Japanese international today. Ball played forward and wide towards Nathaniel Klein, who has got forward down the right edge of the box. Puts one into Feller. Great chance, headed over the crossbar. Clearest opening of the game. Clear one for Southampton that maybe Feller should have done better with.
He should have done it. So what he said for Everton was it's Nathaniel Klein and acres of space on the right-hand side. A time and space just to pick it up, lift his head up and put a ball right onto the head of Pella, who's just peeled off Sylvain Distan. Yes, he's going back. It's difficult for him to get it on target. But with the form he's in, he knows he should have done better.
Well, that's the warning. Southampton in possession with James Ward-Prowse for Pella on the edge of the box. Back across for Ward-Prowse. Just opened up a little here. Space in the penalty area for Ryan Bertrand. Bertrand's ball across the danger zone. Edge of the six-yard box, cleared by Everton. And then miskicked by Naismith, but he does get it away eventually.
That's a let-off here, but here comes Seamus Coleman on the counter.
Yeah, receiving the ball from Naismith. Coleman charging forward down the right, playing it square inside now for Lukaku. Lukaku back towards the centre circle. It was intended for Naismith. It's picked up by Besic, who's played it out to the left for Leighton Baines. Baines with a low ball to the edge of the penalty area, cut out on the edge of the box by Font. Now it's Southampton's turn to break, and the breaking with Shane Long. He's knocked that ball too far ahead of him. Jagielka will get there. Real pace from the Everton skipper. Fastest man in the Premier League.
Yeah, great cover from Phil Jagielka. As soon as Long takes that second touch, he knocks it a little bit in front of him, allows Jagielka to come across. But again, it's good play from Everton up to a fight, and then they let themselves down by a sloppy pass. Southampton hitters on the counter-attack.
Everton have possession again, and Shane Long felled once more, protest, but Everton march forward with Leighton Baines, and Baines has got it for Barkley. Barkley's just outside the penalty area. Chance for a shot here. Barkley's shot, well, it was well drilled, it had real power, but it was straight at the goalkeeper, Fraser Forster, and the boos from the Southampton fans who thought Shane Long had been fouled. And Everton have Samuel Eto'o down injured, and now the referee stops play. He is not endearing himself to the home fans. Eto'o receiving some treatment.
Yeah, what they're saying is that he was down and Everton didn't kick the ball out, so why should Southampton kick the ball out when they've got it in their possession? But it was a good strike from Ross Barkley. I think he took a knock to the face, Samuel Eto'o.
Ward-Prowse with a ball up towards Pella, it's over his head. And away by Seamus Coleman, and then played back towards Everton's own penalty area. Jagielka went in for the high ball with Shane Long, and the referee having a look at it, and he's given a corner in the end. Some penalty appeals, mostly from the fans.
Okay, well, that could have been a penalty. That could have been a penalty. Again, Everton sloppy. The ball goes up in the air. Phil Jagielka is following the flight of the ball. He swings his foot up. And he catches Shane Long.
Catches him on his boot underneath, really.
Yeah.
It's a strange one.
No, actually,
but it could be deemed a foul.
A penalty.
And it looks it.
Penalty.
Well, just a mistimed attempted clearance, really, by Jagielka. He didn't get anything on the ball. He got the man.
But again, it's been Shane Long being a pest, getting in front, you know, not giving it up. You know, Phil Jagielka's watching. His eyes on the ball all the time, but as he's about to hit it, Long gets a little touch in front of him and he kicks the bottom of his foot. So Long goes over, so that's that. In this day and age, that's a penalty.
Well, it's a wrong decision twice because it shouldn't be a corner either,
no.
Graham. Because Jagielka didn't get a touch on the ball. Shane Long still down receiving treatment here. And when we do resume, it will be a corner for Southampton.
Well, Everton can count themselves very fortunate there, you know, especially in this day and age, as I said, where penalties are given.
He's going away from goal, isn't he? But still.
No, but we talked about the penalty at Manchester City and it shouldn't have been. You know, this time we get out of jail.
Corner Southampton, left hand side, into the penalty area, 1-0. It's Shane Long, is it, who's got the goal? No, it's Pella.
Right, is it Font? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, it's Font from the back who's got the final touch, but that is poor defending from Everton. That corner's just been floated into the penalty area. It is Jose Font who's got his first of the season, and I'm not even sure, Graham, whether he made a real connection, a proper connection with his head. Might have come off his shoulder and gone into the net beyond Howard. Baines was on the goal line, but it is...
No,
might even be an own goal off Samuel Eto'o.
Is it Eto'o or is it Lukaku?
Yet again, Everton.
It's Lukaku. No,
it's Lukaku. It's gone off. Just getting the rerun now. And Everton are a goal down. It doesn't matter how it ends up in the net. Everton are a goal down. But the fact of the matter is there that it's an own goal again at St Mary's. We had two here that sent Everton to defeat last season. Everton have conceded. I think it's come off Lukaku, and Everton are a goal down.
Well, you can see it all the time, Alec. I don't see if it's coming, but that's the risk you take. You know, if you're just going about the game as if, you know, we'll score soon kind of thing. No energy in the performance. And then a ball into the box, and it's a poor goal.
Everton trail 1-0, and we're heading towards half-time. 5 minutes of the first half to play. Here's Ryan Bertrand forward down the left into Pella, side netting.
Should have scored.
Oh, could have been two, maybe should have been two.
Down the left-hand side, far too easy. Bertrand gets the line, puts a great ball in near post. Little 1-2. We don't go with our runners. He whips it in near post. Pella gets in between this and Jagielka. Difficult angle.
Yep.
Hits the side netting.
Besic across for Barkley. Barkley just outside the penalty area. Can he get a shot in here? No. Uses Coleman right edge of the box. Coleman pulls it back. Eto'o with the header over the crossbar. Never really got the right connection with it as he dived to try and reach it.
He didn't, but it's an effort on goal, Alf. And they move the ball quickly to the right-hand side. Good, decent ball in from Coleman. Difficult header for Eto'o to score from there.
But that in itself, Graham, is more of the purpose that you talked about.
Exactly.
A bit of intent.
Yeah, but it's 1-0 down.
Yeah.
You know, when it's... And we're talking now on to the 43rd minute.
Yeah, the half-time whistle is fairly imminent. And Everton looked like going in at the break, trailing by that Lukaku own goal. Ball forward from Howard over Naismith. Half-time whistle at St Mary's. It's not good news, I'm afraid. Everton lost to two own goals last season here in April. Well, I'm afraid they're an own goal down again at half-time this time around. In what's been a fairly tepid first 45 minutes, Everton have only really had one shot on goal that Fraser Forster's had to deal with. That was from outside the box from Ross Barkley. Pella had a great opportunity to open the scoring with a header chance early on in the game. But then that goal, which came from what maybe could have been given as a penalty, not a corner, but Everton didn't defend the corner adequately enough. Disappointing defending from a set piece. And now it's an uphill task, Graham.
Well, it is. I don't know how many times I think I've seen it now. It looks as if too nice. We're too nice. We're just playing, waiting for things. Instead of going making things happen, we're just playing it, just hoping things will happen. Instead of going making them happen. And you're looking at it and you're just saying, we're too nice. Where's the devilment? Where's the aggression, the power, the passion, the pace? It's not just going to happen for you. You've got to go and make it happen. And I just don't think we're doing that. I just think we're expecting things to happen. And it's not going to work like that. And listen, they're no great shakes. I don't think they're miles ahead of us in terms of ability-wise, but they've got the benefit of putting a decent delivery in the box. They've got the goal, so their tails are up. We need to show a lot more. We need to show a lot more passion and endeavour, you know, to try and get back in the game. You know, one shot and goal from Foster Safe comfortably from Ross Barkley. Apart from that, you know, it's not good enough. You know, it's too easy. It's too easy for Southampton. That's a disappointing thing. You know, we're a lot better than what we're shown, but it's not going to happen for us. Nobody's going to lay down the red carpet and say, on you go, welcome to this. You've got to go and earn the right. And at the moment, you know, we're not doing that, and we're not giving them enough problems. We're not moving the ball quickly enough, and they look solid enough at the back, but we've got to hurt them more. We've got to get in behind them. We've got to mix it up a little bit. And at the moment, you know, it's a long way to come to see an insipid performance like the punters have seen there before. So they need a big second half, a massive second half, and just show more energy and passion and commitment to get back in the game. If not, we're going away from here empty-handed yet again.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back inside St Mary's, just as the Southampton team come onto the pitch. Everton have been out for a minute or so.
sent out early by boss Roberto Martinez, and there's work to do, Graham.
Well, there certainly is, Alan. You look at it, listen, you take your hat off, it's a great Southampton performance, it's a great team, and you've rode your luck. But it's not, and that's the disappointing thing. And we're sitting downstairs at half time, and we're looking and we're saying, no. We need to, everybody in the press room is saying, we need to up it. It's not good enough. Okay, the goal.
So we can see that.
Yeah, but it's a bit of good fortune on their goal kind of thing. But they're no great shakes. You know, if we're going to do anything this year, no disrespect, but we've got to come here and be a lot better than what we've shown in the first 45.
And we're underway for the second half here at St Mary's. Everton trailing by a goal to nil. No changes as yet on the bench, incidentally, for Everton today, as the ball goes long forward for Lukaku to chase. McGeady, Kone, Pienaar, Stones, Garbutt, Alcaraz and Robles. Pressure on the ball has forced Southampton back to their own goalkeeper. Forster with the clearance and Distan with the header away, as far as Gareth Barry. Now for Ross Barkley over the halfway line. It's a good ball forward for Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o's got it out of his feet and released Naismith. Naismith has now got Coleman going outside of him. Naismith, though, clips it into the penalty area. Samuel Eto'o left that, I think, thinking it was running through for Barkley.
It was a great play from Ross Barkley.
Yeah, it was. He drove forward particularly well. Maybe the game is just going to open up somewhat now as Shane Long gets inside with Jackie Elka. Plays it on for Bertrand. Ryan Bertrand down the left-hand side. Puts one in, takes a deflection. Howard can't prevent the corner. Southampton corner, left-hand side.
Yeah, it was a good play from the other end of Ross Barkley, Al. A little bit of injection of pace. Picks out Eto'o to try and switch the ball to the right-hand side. The ball eventually comes in and we just can't got the end of it. But it's a Southampton corner again. From where they scored the first goal. We've got to defend a lot better. Everybody back for Everton.
Yeah, Everton defending in numbers, trailing by a goal to nil. Corner, Southampton on their left. And plenty of Southampton jerseys inside the penalty area. Ward-Prowse with the corner, took a little flick at the near post. Nobody able to connect at the far. And Everton looking to work the ball away, and it's out off the boot of Ward-Prowse in the end for a throw-in.
Well, I tell you what, it's a ball near post again. We struggle to deal with it. Flicked on, and it's Eto'o who eventually heads it clear.
Barry clips it into the penalty area. Off a Southampton head. Falls for Naismith. Powered back into the penalty area. Hacked away by Southampton as far as Besic. Laid into the path of Barkley. Barkley outside the penalty area. Thought about hitting one. Doesn't. Turns and plays a right-footed ball out to Naismith. He does cross into the box. Jackie Elka was there. It's over his head. Falls to Baines, left edge of the box. Baines trying to cut it back into the path of Jackie Elka, and cut out by Southampton, who were on the break with Shane Long. Long goes looking for Pella, and it's off the head of Besic back defending, and that will be a throw into Everton.
Yeah, well played Besic there. It was a break from Southampton, but just in the other one, it was a good ball in from Naismith. And I just thought Jackie Elka was going to get a free header on the back post.
Yeah, just couldn't reach it or mistimed it.
Well, hopefully that little spell has injected some urgency into the Everton players.
Southampton 1, Everton 0. An hour of the game played. Lukaku can't keep it though. Southampton have it again, and Yoshida is fouled. And that's a free kick for Southampton inside their own half.
Yeah, it's a cheap free kick as well.
Southampton work it out to the right-hand side. Nathaniel Klein down the right for the Saints. Trying to take on Leighton Baines. Two England fullbacks. He's got a ball into the penalty area. Long has got it down. And Pella scored. Everton are two down. Klein's ball in. Long managed to reach it and get the touch into the path of Graziano Pella, who's got his 11th goal in a Southampton jersey. His 8th in the Premier League. And Everton are done for. Southampton lead by 2-0. It's all gone horribly wrong again on the south coast for the Blues.
Well, there you are. Good play down the right hand side. Good ball into the box. And it's a good ball in from Nathaniel Klein. He beats Leighton Baines. Hangs up to the back post. Long wins the header against two Everton defenders. Knocks it down into space. And Pella on his toes. Simple finish. Left foot into the ground. and through the legs of goalkeeper Tim Howard. Poor goal to concede.
Southampton tails up, two goals up, and Everton have conceded a free kick, and there's going to be a yellow card here as well.
For Bessie, we're just getting overrun in midfield as well at times. Well, every time they get the ball up to the front player who gets a hold of it, 9 times out of 10, whether it be Pella or Long, you've got midfield players running off the back of Everton midfield players, and they're causing them problems.
Besic shown yellow, and free kick, and they've got men forward inside the penalty area. One of them is Fonts, saved by Tim Howard, and that was a good save. Fonts' header was certainly going to find the back of the net, but for a good push away by Tim Howard.
How easy is that? Free kick into the box, good delivery, yeah, I'll give you that. Free header, gets the other side of Sylvain Distan, it's a good save from Tim Howard.
Ball forward from Yoshida, long and high towards the edge of the penalty area. Distan heads away.
They're first to the ball again. Yeah.
Long wants to be there first, doesn't he? Here's Nathaniel Klein from distance, 6 yards wide of goal. And Tim Howard will have a goal kick to preside over. Throw in Everton. 15 yards from the corner flag on the right. Everton desperately in need of one here to give them some hope of salvaging a point from this game. Here's Lukaku, he's turned well, he's hit it superbly. It's a great save by Fraser Forster. That's the best moment of the game as far as Everton are concerned in terms of an effort on goal. That was brilliant from Lukaku.
Absolutely, get the ball into the edge of the box, good little turn, 25 yards out, just tries to bury it top corner. Good save from Fraser Forster.
Here's Samueletto, Ross Barkley, Seamus Coleman, right edge of the penalty area. Played for Barkley, he can hit this one, he has, and it's straight down the midriff for goalkeeper Fraser Forster again. Straight at him, either side of him might have caused him a problem, but it was hit with power again by Barkley. Chester have gone three down at Barnet.
But surely now there comes a time when you see, right, how many chances have we made today? How many chances have we made today? And I would say, you're struggling. Mm. You're struggling to see. Ross Barkley's had a couple of shots.
And that Lukaku effort, which was well saved. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's all that's on my sheet, anyway.
Well, maybe be careful here. There could be more coming from Southampton.
Could be a sorry tale to tell for Everton. Leaving the South Coast tonight empty-handed, there's no doubt about that. It will be a heavy defeat. Nathaniel Klein on the ball. Southampton just happy to keep possession. Some of the fans chant, "We want four." And the ball is sent forward and knotted down by Pella. There is a chance for a four. Thankfully, it's wide from Bertrand.
That's your left back in the last minute of the game, or the last couple of minutes of the game, getting forward. You had a chance to make it four. Long ball to centre forward, head down, chance.
Southampton on the ball. Yoshida. Davis. Here's target into the penalty area for Davis. Davis puts one towards the penalty spot. Poor header away by Leighton Baines. Picked up again by Davis. Shot just over the crossbar of goalkeeper Tim Howard.
So sloppy, Alan. That just summed it up. You know, clearance, an easy clearance, and we kick it straight to them. It's been a poor, poor performance.
Ball's with the Blues, deep inside the Southampton half. All too late. Samueletto wriggles his way towards the edge of the penalty area. Crowded out. Barkley tries to win it back and does. Everton can't keep it. It's cleared by Southampton as far as the halfway line. Here's for handball against Sylvain Distan, who has the ball. Full time at Upton Park. West Ham have beaten Leicester by 2-0. Gareth Barry plays one into the penalty area. Lukaku will get a consolation here. Well, he should have. Saved by Fraser Forster. Cleared as far as Coleman. Coleman's chipped it wide. Sums Everton's day.
Oh, yes, half a chance for Lukaku. He does well with a ball played in long. He gets himself backing up against the defender. Does well, uses his strength to turn the defender. Good little turn. Saved by the feet of Forster, comes back to him, just can't get it under control. It just breaks to Seamus Coleman. He tries a chip, well off target. That's the final whistle. Very, very disappointing.
Have been put out of their misery. Southampton have won their first league game in six. Everton have lost for the sixth time in the Premier League this season. It is the fourth away defeat on their travels this season. Today, Everton simply were not good enough. Never really raised the tempo, never got themselves anywhere near top gear. And the travelling Evertonians go home bitterly disappointed. They are applauded by the Everton players as they head for the tunnel here with heads bowed, because they've been well beaten today. And it hasn't taken an exceptional performance from the home side to defeat Everton by a 3-0 scoreline. The opening goal was an own goal off Lukaku on 38 minutes. The second was Graziano Pella on 65. And the third, which really put the final nail in the Everton coffin, by the head of Yoshida on 82 minutes. Everton were lame throughout and only tested Fraser Forster with a couple of efforts from Ross Barkley, which were straight at the keeper. He produced two decent saves, both from Lukaku. One of them, a driving shot from the edge of the penalty area, was a great save from Fraser Forster. But I'm afraid Everton today, simply not good enough. They have sinned at the home of the Saints.
Definitely, definitely. You know, that's a comprehensive defeat. You know, you talk about positives and there's hardly any to come out of that. You know, I think they'll say 2-0, that they're having a go, but hold on, said in the first half, oh, we've got to have a go from the first whistle. This is a team that are, you know, ravaged by injuries and suspensions, and had 1 in 5 games. Coming here, you're thinking, come off it, come on, let's go and put on the show. But it wasn't. It was one pace, it was clueless at times. Yeah. You know, Lukaku's a couple of attempts in the second half, but we didn't really look as if in a spell in the game we were going to boss it and go on to press a set pieces in the box from corners was poor. It's a really, really, really insipid performance. You said that at half time. Never really get any better. He thought, yeah, maybe a little bit of spell in the second half. He thought, maybe. But then they concede the second goal and then it's game over, because you know that they're not getting back into it. And it's really, really disappointing. You could see the disappointment on the players as they went off. You know, heads bowed. They knew that they should be putting in a better performance in this away from home against Southampton. Yeah, they've started the season really well, but at this stage, come on, this is one. Having beaten QPR 3-1, you're thinking, come on, at this game, full of confidence. That wasn't the case today.
It's disheartening, Graham.
It is. It's disheartening for the supporters as well. You know, you're looking at it, like Leighton Baines and Seamus Coleman aren't getting forward. They're not the force they were last year. So something, you have to change something. Yeah, we have to change it. Say, well, okay, how can we get them free around? What can we do to change that? And at the moment, it just looks, it just doesn't look any fight and drive and commitment and roll your sleeves up and, okay, if you go down fighting.
Yeah.
Go down fighting and have a good old scrap and a passion and, you know, a pride in what you're doing. It just looks as if they're rolling over too easy. That's it. They're rolling over too easy. You know, and that's a worrying sign. Mm. You know, it's okay, again, if you want to draw and say, well, okay, it's Arsenal or Chelsea or whatever, but it's Southampton. And no disrespect to Southampton at all, but come off it.
Well, they've been playing football in a similar vein to that which Roberto Martinez wants Everton to play on a regular basis. But today, they had desire, they had passion, they had fight, and were prepared to run and work as well.
Yeah, but look at the front players are a prime example for me. You know, we talked about he's come from Dutch football. You know, what, he's a big lad, he's winning headers, he's getting a hold of things, he's playing with his strike partner. You know, I didn't think Sammy Leto linked up at all today with Romelu Lukaku. And Pella, who's a big lump, causes problems all day. His height and his aggression and the simple things. Get a hold of it, pass it, get a hold of it. We never had that. And Southampton have been getting plaudits for all the good football they play. But at times he mix it up, and I just think that we just never we never showed enough for me. That was bitterly, bitterly disappointing. Coming down here thinking, yeah. Let's get a second victory or get something out of the game. I don't know if there's many positives you can take out of that. I honestly don't believe that. I thought Ross Barkley did okay in little flashes. He looked as if he was up for it and he was trying to make things happen. But didn't always happen for him. But you know, I don't think there was anything else really. I think Jagielka and Deschan had their hands full. I thought Jags showed leadership qualities and defended well on occasions. But again, and you know, last year we were raving about our fullbacks and you know, brilliant to see them getting forward. But not today. And I would have to say the goals we conceded as well, but weren't great goals to concede. So really, really disappointing afternoon here down at St Mary's.
And you've got to pick a motor range man of the match, Graham, as well, which is difficult.
Really difficult. Really, really difficult. And although we've conceded three goals, and I'd have to look at the captain again, Phil Jagielka, his man of the match. I thought at times he kept going. You could see the disappointment in him. I think it was between Jags and Ross Barkley. Difficult, really, really difficult. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I can't split them. I have to.
Well, people might raise an eyebrow if you go for Jagielka when you conceded three.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of them from set pieces.
On that side, I'll go for Barkley. Yeah.
Post-match.
Disappointed with the goals and disappointed with the scoreline. I don't think it was anything between the two sides. I think you've seen a Southampton team that they changed the shape to try to accommodate into the game today, and that should have been a real advantage for us. The disappointment is that three balls into the box, we were a little bit soft and we didn't defend it the way we defend them properly. It's not enough for any team to just put the ball in the box and get three goals out of it. You're looking at the chances that we had, or half chances. I don't think we had too many opportunities, because that was Southampton's plan to get a lot of bodies around the 18-yard box and defend with a lot of numbers and leave the two strikers up the pitch. But I thought the way that we got punished with the first corner and the second phase of another dead ball situation and a cross, that's not ourselves at all. And to win a game, you need to make sure that you defend a lot better than that.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.